Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Note to Self or Sweet Clarity, Grace and Wadija's podcast. I'm Zoe, and I'm joined by one of my best friends today, which is Grayson. And we're doing a combination of collaborative podcasts to speak and share about our latest program, which is called the Girls Club. So this is an online women's community where it's going to be a safe space to connect, where we're going to be coming forth with teachings and coaching on a bi-weekly basis. There's also a group Telegram container. There's so many goodies inside of this program, and it is actually our most affordable, accessible program yet. We just really wanted to create a beautiful space online for anyone who's feeling a deeper call to connect with sisters all over the world. This is the space, and we're so incredibly excited to welcome you in. So the link will be down below if you are interested. And if there are any questions, please don't hesitate to reach out to either of us. But today we've got a really powerful topic that we're going to be speaking into, and that is the sisterhood wound and how this shows up. We're going to be sharing some personal examples as well. So Grayson, I would love if you could kick this episode off today and sharing more about what we mean about the sisterhood wound or wounds. What is that?
Yes. We often think about sisterhood and how sacred it is and the lightness and the connection, but at the same time, there is, a shadow side to it. I feel like having the human experience of being a woman, very naturally, we have experiences of betrayal or jealousy or these lower vibrational experiences that maybe it's karma, maybe it's just lessons we have to learn, but this specific component of sisterhood is a really important place to start. And I'll just speak first off about comparing ourselves, because this is something that really shows up a lot, especially in our culture of having such an online life, right? We have social media, we're looking at other people's lives, and it can be very easy to compare ourselves in that space. And when we do that, we can start to be jealous. We can start to be insecure. We can start to lean into this shadow side of sisterhood, this wounding, and think that another woman's light is taking away or dimming our own light. And when we really start to look at this and sit with that and transmute that into knowing that it's actually not the case, we can heal this. We can see that, oh, wait a second, this girl has what I want. That doesn't mean I can't have it. That means that it's permission for me to have it too. This is like just something I love to explore within my own connection to sisterhood, because for me, it's a permission slip. And I allow that energy to inspire me rather than make me jealous or insecure. So that when I think of the sisterhood wound, that's like the first place that my mind goes, because it's really evident. Like we see everyone's lives on social media, and it's a cultivated experience. So of course it's going to be like, wow, is that true? Like, is that their life? And we can start to create a whole story in our mind about what's true and what's not true. So that's the first layer, I feel like, of the sisterhood wound. Zoe, anything come up with you when I shared that?
Yeah, so beautifully said, Grayson, like around what you said about really minding your mind and thus using the reflections you receive from others as an opportunity for your own growth and your own permission to advance, to shine your light brighter. I feel like oftentimes the sisterhood wound, I feel like it could be, like you said, karmic in nature or ancestral in nature. But I feel like a lot of this, I mean, I'm speaking more personally now, sort of begins in early childhood, maybe in elementary school, on the playground, or in middle school, or in high school, because I know for me personally, that's when there was some kind of, talking behind your back behavior or betrayal or even like backstabbing type of energy. And I feel like that created a wounding inside of me where I was fearful of trusting other women. And I noticed that there were patterns in my life where I would attract female friends that would betray me on different levels or speak about me differently behind my back. And there were, of course, lessons there around discernment and trust. But I feel like the sisterhood wound for me has kind of expressed itself in that way as like a fear to trust. So, in addition to perhaps the other women shining their light and feeling like, oh, there's an opportunity for me to do some work to create more security and belief within myself. I think sometimes there can also be this wound that's there that's, is it safe for me to be myself around other women? Or am I afraid that they're going to try to take away from me, or they're going to feel those insecurities and not have an awareness over them, or a type of control, let's say, and that might manifest in a scary way. And for me, like, I've faced different chapters where I was betrayed on a deep level by female friends, even like to the point of being in business with someone else and having there be a big betrayal. And I wasn't at the awareness that I thought that that was possible of happening. And it was very challenging. But in that, it helped me to really realize a next level of trusting in my gut, trusting in my intuition, releasing that, releasing any like, something's just not feeling right about this person. I'm going to trust myself. But then it actually opened up and illuminated how beautiful the other relationships were in my life, the ones where I felt deeply seen and heard, and I could actually trust. I didn't feel a fear around other females. And like, one of those were you, Grace. And I know you definitely helped me through a chapter where I was experiencing betrayal from another woman in my life. And that was really hard, but it was like so special that you could help me navigate this, because I saw, I'm like, through and through, Grayson has always been there. She has stood the test of time through all these different turbulent times in Bali. And let me tell you, like, turbulent is probably a light way of saying like the Bali life. You know, Mama Bali is going to reveal everything to you and take you down all sorts of paths. But it was like, even though something really wounded me in the feminine, there was such medicine that was there in sisterhood to cleanse the wound that was there and help to heal it, like, you know, seal that up in ways, and just really tune into a deeper level of gratitude for what sisterhood has actually done for me in healing all the wounds, in healing these different parts that were on the background that could have been comparison, mistrust, a fear of the feminine, a fear of being myself or coming as I am to different spaces. So yeah, I mean, thanks, Grayson. Thanks for being there through and through.
Of course. Yeah. I'm so glad you did bring up the fact that this does start early, like early childhood, right? It runs deep. That's why some people have a hard time around women in adulthood and trusting, you know, their female friendships, because it is so deeply ingrained, those experiences that happen on the playground, right? It's something we don't forget. We want to be seen and we want to be heard. You know, we really just want that understanding of, this is me. And, you know, do you accept me or not? And sometimes when we aren't accepted for who we are, I mean, a challenging thing to overcome, to see that, okay, wait a second, I'm actually not here to please everyone. And it's okay if somebody doesn't like me. And it's okay if they don't really understand, because they only are getting a perception of me. That's okay. It's not my job to prove anything to you. You know, what we can do during those deep experiences of wounding, it seems really like out of reach sometimes, but it's to practice forgiveness. It's to really sit there and be like, you know what? I'm not going to hold this baggage or this heaviness anymore. All of that energy that is creating tension in my life, you can choose to release it and let it go and forgive. And you might not even include the other person in this. This can be a very sacred ritual that you do on your own. And we'll definitely speak to this inside the Girls Club. But when we forgive someone, that's for us. That's for us to feel that lightness. And it's a beautiful thing that we can do within sisterhood to help release those wounds, to acknowledge the wounds that they're there, and then allow ourselves to just really come back to that natural state of, we just want to be seen and heard. So how can we see and hear ourselves and give ourselves that medicine in the moment? Yes. There's a lot of juicy stuff that's going to be moved through, worked through, acknowledged, seen, heard, all inside the Girls Club and all of these future podcasts that we are recording for this series. It's just a very important conversation to have.
Yes, definitely. And the conversation continues, right? Because as we move through different seasons of life, different things are going to come up. And that's, again, what our intention is around the Girls Club, is just creating a safe and open, supportive space for us to move through the journey of life together, knowing that we are supported and knowing that we're never alone in what we're navigating. And forgiveness in itself, just as you're touching on that, is such deep work. It's big work. It creates a lot of space. When it comes to forgiveness, a way that I really like to tangibly start doing the work is really recognizing that forgiveness is the release of any expectations I've ever held on myself or on another. And just journaling into that, just meditating into that, right? If somebody's triggering you, if there's a woman in your life, let's say, as we're on this topic, that's triggering you, then just asking yourself, what am I expecting of them? Am I expecting them to perhaps dim their light a little bit so I can shine? What's that about? Or am I expecting them to give me the answers? Or what am I expecting of them? Or it could be a release of expectations on yourself. There might be a bit of resentment carried upon the self of why haven't I made that much money yet? Or why haven't I got the relationship yet, right? What's that about? So there's so much power in being open-minded and willing to do this work and coming at it with an open heart. And again, if you're feeling the call to the Girls Club, we would absolutely love to have you inside. The link is down below, and please feel free to reach out to us if there are any questions, but we'll be seeing you inside. Have a beautiful rest of your day, everyone. Bye.
Bye.